Let's talk about life in America under Trump 2.0. Because, as I said earlier, I believe that a deal has been made to install Trump in the White House, or technically to allow him to win. I mean, if it's just a straight up fair election, Trump will win anyway. Trump won in 2020. That was stolen from Trump. Trump won in 2016. He will win again. But he's being allowed to win by certain powerful players, most notably the military-industrial complex, the big pharma industry, and now, of course, the Zionists, the big money people, the bankers. They're behind Trump. They've shifted away from the Democrat Party because Joe Biden is just not going along with full-blown genocide. There's a lot of resistance from the White House right now and the State Department in terms of weapons shipments and so on. And the Zionists can't handle that. They need the United States of America to completely and wholly support their ethnic cleansing campaign, to never withhold 2,000-pound bombs, and to never criticize the Zionists, because that's part of Zionism. It's a mental illness of people who think that God speaks to them and tells them who they can murder and slaughter, and that anybody who opposes them also has to be destroyed. Yeah, it's some kind of weird megalomaniacal sociopathic mental illness, that's for sure. But they have a lot of money, and they bought off Trump. They bought off the GOP. So let's talk about life under Trump 2.0. That is, of course, if we get to election day. Now, there are still forces that are going to try to prevent an election from taking place. These nefarious forces, deep state forces, they may set off a massive false flag nuclear event, a dirty bomb, a mushroom cloud detonation in some U.S. city. They may stage a cyber attack takedown of the power grid or who knows what, or the banking system. There are all kinds of scenarios. Maybe they can convince Putin to start nuking the West, you know, because they're trying to provoke that, that's for sure. There are a lot of scenarios where the election never happens. But if the election does happen, then Trump is going to be allowed to win, i.e. installed into the White House. And by the way, one more reason why this is going to happen, if we get to election day, is because Russia is very likely to have defeated Ukraine by election day. I mean, the Ukrainian military will likely just completely crumble and retreat by this summer, at least from everything east of Kiev and the Dnieper River. Now, Odessa might be a totally different battle, but as far as most of what the Ukrainian military is supposed to be doing right now, they're done. They're done. They're basically just falling back with no defenses and no men. They're done. So it's just a question of how quickly the Russians can take new territory and take Kharkiv and ultimately reach Kiev. That could all happen before election day, and that would be very damaging to the Biden administration because of all the false promises they've made about Ukraine defeating Russia with the help of the West. None of that happened. None of that materialized. Blinken is a liar, but anyway, you already knew that. So let's talk about life under Trump. Trump wins. Trump is inaugurated. Okay. Trump says on day one, he's going to shut down all the new wind farm development. And he's going to, of course, open up a gas exploration pipeline production, such as the Keystone XL pipeline, offshore drilling and things like that. Now, I'm actually in favor of energy self-sufficiency for America. And although I love the idea of unlimited clean energy at some point, if it can be commercialized and developed and actually made to work, but that's not where we are. Wind farms are killing birds in huge numbers, sadly. Solar farms, of course, don't work when the sun isn't shining, which is, you know, more than half the time because you've got rain clouds and things like that. And a lot of the so-called green technology isn't actually very reliable. So in order for America to have a strong economy and for the American people to be prosperous and for food to be affordable and so on, you have to have affordable energy. Right now, that energy is natural gas, fossil fuels. So we need to harness those natural resources that America has that once made America great, but have been shut down by the climate cultist Democrats. So this is a plus for Trump. Trump is good on energy. The second thing Trump is going to do, as he has promised, or he's alluded to this, is he's going to issue a kill list of drug narcos, you know, drug cartel leaders. And he says he may deploy the United States military to Mexico, special forces, to go into Mexico without the permission of the Mexican government and to hunt down and assassinate cartel leaders. Now, this is insane. I don't know what Trump is thinking, but he's living in the past. He's on this issue. He's living in this era where he thinks that the U.S. can just run around the world and do whatever it wants with no consequences, and that nobody can defeat a U.S. Special Forces soldier, and so on and so forth. Let me tell you, I've trained with Special Forces soldiers, you know, for many years, engaged in a lot of training of self-defense, hand-to-hand combat, edge weapons combat, and then with Special Forces guys, a lot of firearms combat, rifle work, things like that. And of course, I can tell you, Special Forces guys, they are tough dudes, but they're human, and they bleed just like everybody else. And they can be overwhelmed. They can be pinned down by enemy fire. They can be killed. They're mortal. They're not superhuman. They're not a super weapon that's immune to gunfire, okay? And even they will tell you that. The way Special Forces function effectively is because they are smart. They don't put themselves in situations where they're going to be completely surrounded by well-armed enemy forces, okay? So if Donald Trump tells them, oh, just go down to Mexico, find these 50 narco leaders and just assassinate them. Yeah, just like in a Hollywood movie. Just go down there, find them and shoot them up and then come on back. Yeah, they're going to come back in pieces. Like one day you'll get their hands. Another day you'll get their legs. You get the heads. You get eyeballs and fingers. Yeah, hey, they're coming back. Just not living. Because it's a dumb idea. And even any Special Forces person will tell you that. If you're going to go into a place like Mexico, you need the permission of the government, number one, typically. Especially you're going to be running around trying to take out these top narco people who are all tied to government. Who do you think they bribe to allow them to continue to operate? They're bribing the government. So the government's protecting them. So what you're going to end up with is a group of Special Forces soldiers, like, trapped somewhere deep in the hills of Michoacan or somewhere, surrounded by about 500 Mexican military personnel and, you know, screaming for some kind of bailout or something, screaming for satellite coverage or, you know, U.S. aircraft to come in. And then this is going to escalate into an international war scenario where the U.S. ends up in a war with Mexico. Not good. So that's a dumb idea. You want to stop the drug trafficking? Build a strong border wall and monitor the border wall. Have strong border security. Let's just start with that. We could interdict drug traffickers, human traffickers, weapons traffickers. I mean, you don't need to go into Mexico. You just need to defend America. And besides, it's illegal to go into Mexico and just send Special Forces wherever you want. But, you know, that's par for the course for U.S. empire bullying. They think they can just roll over everybody all over the world and just assassinate and murder anybody they want. And, you know, Trump is still living in that era in his mind. Then another thing that Trump says he's going to do is he's going to deploy the U.S. military domestically in America to round up and deport illegals. That's right. Going to find illegal aliens, I guess, on the streets or what have you, and round them up and kick them out. Now, as you may recall, many months ago, I expressed a lot of concern about this, and then I was summoned to a meeting of high-level Texas law enforcement. I told you about this in a previous podcast, and they said, look, this is not going to be some crazy, you know, kicking in doors and going door to door to drag illegals out of their living locations. The way this is going to be enforced, they told me, at least this is the plan in Texas, as I understand it, is they're just going to do traffic stops. They're going to have greatly increased traffic enforcement, and they're going to pull over every car that looks like it's driven by an illegal. Now, that's not even difficult to spot in Texas because the illegals have a certain way of driving and they have a certain kind of vehicle. It's a vehicle that's got really poor maintenance. Typically, it looks like a vehicle driven by illegals. And then they think the shoulder is another lane. They pull out in front of you. They drive like they're in Mexico. So they're kind of easy to spot. So my understanding is that law enforcement across Texas, DPS and state troopers and what have you, are going to find all kinds of reasons to pull over all these vehicles. Oh, look like your taillight had a crack in it, you know, or you're speeding, which is often the case. And then they're going to run the IDs of these people. Oh, you have no insurance. Wow, you have no driver's license. Oh, you're not even a citizen. You have no visa. Guess what? You're going back to, you know, Mexico or Venezuela, wherever you came from. And I understand that, and I can support that effort. So if you're doing traffic enforcement and then, in essence, taking illegals off the streets and shipping them back to where they came from, yes, I understand that. I think that's good. I totally support that. But what Trump is talking about is somehow deploying the military domestically in some kind of format that hasn't yet been fully described, but it sounds very, you know, authoritarian at this point. It's like, wait a second, are you going to have troops on the street corners? Like, show me your papers. Are you going to have military going into, I don't know, textile factories, doing military raids of factory workers? And like, show me your IDs, you know, hands in the air. Is this what it's going to be? Because, number one, that's all illegal. There's posse comitatus, which means the U.S. military is not supposed to be operating domestically for all the obvious reasons, because they are the force of government violence or threats of violence that should never be used domestically involving, you know, the American people. Even if we're talking about illegal aliens, it's intermixed with American people. I mean, you shouldn't be at the grocery store and have to prove that you're a citizen to enter the store and shop for groceries. And the thing is, there are plenty of Americans who are Hispanic looking, obviously, plenty of Americans who are Asian looking, you know, plenty of Americans Middle Eastern looking, and are they going to be profiled based on their looks? Like, if you look South American, then you have to show your ID, but if you're white, you're okay? I mean, I don't know that that's going to be the policy, but I'm concerned about that as a possibility. That's for sure. Now, I understand the need to deport illegal aliens, but there is a legal, lawful due process method for getting that done, which I support. I do not support troops on the streets of America. And then Trump has also said that he wants to deport any students on campus who are expressing, quote, anti-Semitism, which simply means these days anybody critical of Israel. You know, I'm accused of anti-Semitism simply for criticizing Israel's genocide against Palestinians. So is Trump going to deploy the military to go onto the college campuses and round up students? And what about professors? There are a lot of academic professors who are here on, you know, educational visas, and a lot of students on student visas. So if they say Palestine should be free, then what are you going to do? You're going to have soldiers bust into the classroom, hands in the air. We're from the U.S. military. A bunch of roid raging soldiers arresting little puny 120-pound foreign students who are just trying to study their, you know, quadratic equations or whatever, totally unarmed. I mean, is this what America's going to look like? I have a feeling the answer is yes, because of the Zionist control over Trump. The Zionist control over the GOP. Remember, the GOP now stands for Genocide of Palestinians. The GOP is all in with Zionism. They got a bunch of money. They got a bunch of support. The Zionists had a secret meeting with Trump not long ago and no doubt told him, although I'm just guessing, but this is my understanding, told him, look, we're going to make you president, but you're going to be completely loyal to Israel. It's going to be Israel first. Everything else is secondary. Israel first. You support Israel with money, with bombs, with your dialogue, everything. You arrest the Palestinians. You know, you deploy the military. I mean, this is going to turn America into a raging police state if this is deployed. And then you're going to have the GOP-controlled House and Senate introduce all this legislation to criminalize anything deemed anti-Semitism. So the GOP has already completely abandoned the First Amendment. They're anti-free speech now because of people speaking out against Israel and people supporting Palestinian freedom. So under a Trump presidency, obviously he'll sign that legislation because, of course, he's beholden to Israel. And so then you're going to see America turned into an authoritarian, anti-free speech police state where the government runs around arresting people who criticize genocide. That can happen under Trump. In fact, we are on track for that to happen under Trump. And so where we've just endured nearly 4 years under left-wing fascism with Biden, well, looks like we're going to have 4 years of right-wing fascism under Trump and the GOP and the Zionist controllers. I mean, that's where it looks like things are headed. Now, the upshot of all this, does this mean you shouldn't vote for Trump? Honestly, I don't think America has a choice here. I mean, you can't vote for Biden. He's deliberately working to destroy this country. RFK Jr. at one time looked really promising, but he's totally controlled by Zionist money. That's become rather apparent. And he's horrible on energy. Absolutely just horrible. He would shut down the oil and gas and try to push us into an EV economy with more solar power. And it just doesn't work. We don't have the power grid to support everybody having EVs. And by the way, the EVs suck. And that's why Ford is turning away from manufacturing them, because nobody wants them. So RFK Jr.'s policies are just horrible on energy. They're great on vaccines, though. Great about pesticides, herbicides, and dealing with big pharma. Whereas Trump is horrible on vaccines. He pushed Operation Warp Speed. And Trump doesn't seem to know anything about herbicides and pesticides and, you know, organic food and clean living lifestyles without vaccines and medical interventions. And that's not Trump's wheelhouse. So every candidate has good and bad, but the way I see it right now, at the moment, although this could change, I can't vote for any of them. I can't in good conscience vote for any of the top candidates right now, where they are with their policies, knowing what they're going to do. I can't live with myself knowing that I'm responsible for helping to put somebody into power that's going to do such outrageous, horrible things to this country. And that goes for all the candidates. They've all got huge gaps in their understanding of what needs to happen. I say support a strong border, support America's energy, don't deploy the military domestically, don't invade Mexico, just have strong security, strong energy, and support clean food for the American people. Cancer rates will plummet if we have cleaner food, by the way. And stop funding all the wars everywhere. Stop with the imperialism, with the bullying, the coercion internationally. Stop it. Just get back to a stronger education system that does not mean more money for the current system. It means school choice, charter schools, homeschooling, things like that. And shut down the Department of Education. It's a joke. It's producing nothing but woke libtards, by the way. Anyway, that's my take on things. You're welcome to your own different opinion, of course, obviously. But thank you for listening today. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com.
We've got several high-demand products that are finally back in stock at our online store, healthrangerstore.com. Let me show a few of these. We've got pea protein back in stock. That's the only protein that we have in stock currently. It's very difficult in the supply chain right now, but we've got pea protein back in stock, all laboratory tested, of course, certified organic. We have our golden milk drink mix, which has turmeric and ginger. It's absolutely delicious, has amazing support for your health. Check that out, golden milk. The blueberry vanilla pancake mix is back in stock with, of course, real blueberries, not artificial. We have the pine needle nasal spray back in stock and Manuka honey. And on top of that, and by the way, that Manuka honey is laboratory certified and it's from Australia. We've also got laundry detergent back in stock. And that's not going to last very long because, of course, we have laundry detergent that has no synthetic fragrances, no harsh chemicals, and yet it still works. It's very clean. It's good for the environment as well as good for your own health. And it's good to have it on your skin in terms of, you know, washing your clothes in it. So it won't last long. I think we only have fewer than 1,000 units in stock. I'm telling you, the supply chains are difficult to work with these days. So when we get these products back in stock, we usually don't have the quantity that we want, and they sell out pretty quickly. So check all this out at healthrangerstore.com, plus many other products that will benefit your health and your life. If you go to healthrangerstore.com, you'll see some of what we have, like this collagen peptide chocolate coconut drink mix. It's very delicious. We're getting a lot of rave reviews about that. We have organic bee pollen, as you can see, the mini bucket of organic blueberry vanilla pancake mix. It's excellent storable food, and many other items here. Just go to our store, healthrangerstore.com, check them out. And remember that every purchase helps support our efforts to bring you intriguing interviews and information, as well as helping us build the infrastructure of human freedom through the free tools like Brighteon.ai and Brighteon.io, free tools that we're giving back to you in order to exercise your free speech and preserve human knowledge through our AI language model projects that are non-commercial, free of charge, open source. Those are available at Brighteon.ai, and all of it is funded by your support of our store, healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for your support. Take care.